This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Well, good morning. It's good to be with all of you today. We find ourselves this morning and this week just on the verge, on the precipice of Lent. It's just a few days before Ash Wednesday and our journey towards Jerusalem and Holy Week and Easter. We're told in the gospel reading that Jesus and Peter and James and John are heading up a mountain to pray. We don't know if they're seeking solitude and some quiet, or if they're simply climbing the mountain to be amongst the heavens and to put themselves in a place where God had previously appeared to Moses. But while they are there, we're told that as Jesus was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. And then they saw Jesus' glory revealed, and Moses and Elijah appear. And then the cloud envelops them, and they hear the voice of God proclaim, "This is my Son, my chosen, my beloved. Listen to him." In the Gospel of Luke, prayer plays a very large part, and it always precedes a transformative or a revelatory experience. We're told that Jesus was praying when the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove as he was being baptized in the river. Jesus spends the whole night in prayer before calling the 12 disciples. Jesus was praying immediately before he shared the Lord's Prayer with his followers. And finally, it was after praying to the Father to remove this cup that an angel appeared to Jesus in the garden and strengthened him on the night before his arrest and his crucifixion. Prayer is central to this relationship between God and Jesus. It leads to divine revelation and discovery. And we're going to spend some time this Lent exploring prayer, and more specifically, the prayer life of Jesus. We'll have sessions in Creel C on Sundays focusing on Jesus' prayer life, how Jesus prayed, how he taught other people to pray. We'll also have sessions on Wednesday evenings on the practices and the tools of prayer and how we pray. Lent is traditionally a time of focused devotion, so we want to spend some time exploring and broadening our prayer lives and practices. So now would be a good time for all of us to begin considering how we might expand and strengthen our own prayer lives during Lent. I think it also might be wise, though, to take a moment and just acknowledge that there's been some backlash recently around this phrase, thoughts and prayers, and this idea of, "I'm praying for you." A sense that prayer is somehow maybe not enough, or that it's a hollow or a trite affirmation and not much else. So I want to suggest that we spend some time this Lent focusing on what prayer is intended to do rather than just focusing on the act of prayer itself. We might find more ways to emphasize the resulting change and transformation that prayer has on our own lives and on the lives of those who surround us, reminding ourselves and others that prayer is central to who we are as Christians because it brings us into relationship with God, and primarily because it changes us. Despite the fact that, like Peter, we may have a desire to remain on the mountaintop, to hold tight and just to rest in our experiences of the divine, our call to ministry leads us down the mountain, out into the world to work, to do the real work of reconciliation and healing and transformation. It's true that Jesus was sustained and received revelation on the mountaintop and when he was in prayer, but it was among the people and doing the work in the valleys that true redemption began to take place. Prayer brings transformation and revelation. It can change our understanding of ourselves and of the world around us. It can bring a heightened or renewed awareness of the divine, reminding us that we too are God's beloved children and are in relationship with God and the Holy Spirit. revealing who we are and whose we are, who we belong to in the process. Prayer can also be a great source of empowerment and affirmation as we hear the words of God telling us that we are God's beloved. Prayer can be many things, but in all of its forms, it brings us deeper into an awareness of the divine. In a sense, prayer does more to change and alter our perspective than it changes our circumstances. Jesus, after all, still moves from the mountaintop to Jerusalem and to the crucifixion. But Jesus and the disciples leave the mountaintop with a new awareness of and a reminder of God's presence among them. They receive sustenance and strength for the journey ahead. So I want to suggest that as we focus on prayer's effect on our lives this Lent, that instead of merely saying to people, "You are in my prayers," or "I was praying for you," we could try and emphasize to them how our prayers have changed us. We might hear ourselves saying things like the following: "As I was praying for you this week, I decided to write you this letter and remind you how much our friendship means to me. Or as I was praying for the victims of gun violence and contemplating the t-shirts and the art installation hanging from the garage, I felt compelled to call my representatives and speak out for more effective gun control. Or as I was praying for you this week, I felt called to stop by this morning and check in on you and bring you these flowers and a warm meal." Or maybe more personally, we might hear ourselves saying, "As I was praying for strength, I realized that I need help, and I would be so grateful if you could find time to sit with me and help me face this problem." We might more tightly link the practice of prayer and our mountaintop experiences with the resulting work and love of the kingdom. We can start this practice by asking ourselves questions. What was revealed to us in prayer? What did we learn? What about me was changed or transformed? And perhaps most importantly, how will we respond? We're called, we have to remember that we are called down the mountain, that eventually we're called out of prayer and into action and response. And it's important too, we need both experiences, right? They have to be in relationship. True change and transformation requires the work done in the valley and in the world. But the work in the world requires the affirmation and the revelation found on the mountaintop. We know that Easter loses its meaning without Holy Week and the crucifixion, after all. They're in relationship with each other. So I invite you this Lent to consider your prayer life. Explore your beliefs. Take time to learn a new practice. Challenge your understanding and your opinions. In the process, deepen your relationship with the divine and find sustenance and encouragement for the work of the kingdom. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.